Recording in progress.
Okay, good evening. I call the May 19th, 2026 Planning Commission meeting to order at 6:30 PM. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Are there any changes to the agenda? Nothing?
No.
No changes to the agenda? All right. Are there any public comments for items not already on the agenda? Seeing none, and is there anybody online there?
There is, but nobody's raising their hands.
Okay. I guess seeing none. Approval of minutes, December 17th, 2025. Any comments or corrections or?
I would move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second that.
All in favor? Aye. None opposed? Thank you. Planning Commission application review and recommendation. Can we do that after?
Sure.
After number six, please. We can get these guys out there and make a start tonight before it gets dark. Rolling Meadows Phase 3 Final Plat, file number SUB-25-36, formerly Phase 5 First Edition. Planner Hurley will review the agenda item summary, and we shall go from there. Sir?
Yes, good evening. I'm just checking that you can hear me okay?
Yes.
Yep, okay.
Perfect. So my name is Henry Hurley, Associate Planner with Lane Council of Governments. I've been working in Trenton City for about a year now. I took Chloe's place. I think the last time we were together was probably last winter. So since then, we've been working with the applicant for Rolling Meadows to get this final plat in front of you. We finally reached a point where we felt confident we could bring you the final plat for review and approval. They have met all the criteria for final plat approval, and most notably, they have submitted a bond in the amount of about $600,000 for any of the not completed public improvements. They did have the city and the applicant already had their pre-pod meeting about a month ago. So tonight we're just asking you to approve the final plat so they can get started on building and or waiting until the wastewater moratorium is lifted. But that's really all I have to say. It's a pretty straightforward administrative review for the final plat. It does match what was approved by the Planning Commission at time of preliminary plat approval. And I believe the applicant is here tonight if you have any other questions regarding the final plat. I'll turn it back over to you then, Don, if there's anything else.
Thank you. We've visited and visited this 412 times. I have the improvement agreement for the conditions that have been met by Public Works, and they're all signed off and done. That was the only thing that prevented us from approving this before. I see nothing's changed and no problems. Any discussion or comments?
I have a question.
Sir?
None of the maps make it clear to me when they talk about 6th Avenue, and I want to know, does 6th Avenue align with the existing 6th Avenue, not like happened on 10th Avenue, if you understand what
Good I'm question. Saying. It's supposed to go through. Don, do you have that information?
The maps I have don't show that. What you guys have is what I have, so maybe perhaps Lanny can speak to that.
I see a happy hand in the front row. Maybe you know? Are you
I don't know anything about that.
No?
Lanny, do you know?
Good evening, everybody. I'm Lanny Hickey with Ryan Cross, and I knew you'd ask me a question I wouldn't be able to answer.
We're like that.
So, I always get that one question. I'm trying to find a map, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the street question you said was Sixth Avenue?
Yes.
Yes. Does the existing Sixth Avenue, or will the existing Sixth Avenue line up with the new Sixth Avenue in this new development?
Let me take a quick look at the maps and I can share at the same time, maybe we can figure it out that way.
I'm just curious if we're gonna end up with a situation like Tenth Avenue.
Dawn, I'm gonna share my screen so I can share the map, please. Okay, so let's see, I see 789, so 6, is this 6 down here? That's not yet, okay. Well, we really don't know, we're not quite there yet. I mean, these are all future phases.
Okay, well, it talked in here about 6th, I thought I read something there about 6th Avenue, but I can see it's not in this phase yet.
No. So what you might have seen with 6th Avenue is kind of a temporary pedestrian slash school walking route that will connect to the subdivision that Lane County and the applicant are working towards.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so 6th Avenue is not part of this phase.
All right, so we get another look at 6th Avenue before the final of the lower portion back there.
Yeah, whatever phase that may be, it's probably okay. Future phases, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Fair enough.
That's fair enough for now, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Henry.
Question, Jeff?
Oh.
Cheryl Glasser, 770 Spruce Street.
You have to speak up. Would you come to the podium, please?
I think I remember that when you did the widening of Oakley, you discussed this.
We did, but Oakley is a county road. The county had their own provisions on sidewalks and improvements for Oakley. 6th and 10th and 18th are city streets, and Public Works has the final decision on that.
But you discussed 10th not lining up and 6th would line up.
Right, I think.
I do remember that when you went over the county city and the lining up and one would be off and one would be on, and but I did not pause it.
We may have, but we'll get another look at that before that time arrives.
Yeah, look at your paving.
And then we'll give everybody a...
Point of order.
Sir.
Who's the lady speaking?
You couldn't hear her?
I didn't hear her
name.
I'm
sorry. Cheryl Glass.
That's why we have a podium.
There's no microwave on our podium tonight. Okay. Maybe we can fix that for the next meeting.
Okay.
Please, we'll take care of that. Okay, so any other questions or discussion?
I have another question.
Yes.
Okay, with the current sewer hookup moratorium, and what happens to these houses, and are they gonna be able to build some of these houses at this point? Do they have sewers or not? Or do we know?
Is Public Works in attendance there?
No. I did talk to Gary about this recently, and he said they get so many lots at a time approved from the state. So there will be lots available trickling in, but they won't be able to go in and build an entire phase until something is approved, unless they just do it a small number at a time.
Yeah, that's my understanding too. It's kind of piecemeal, like they get a couple of EDQs every month and then they'll hear from DEQ, hey, you have this many hookups this month.
Right.
And then as they get them, they will use that.
Well, and it sounds like a funding issue from the state of Oregon. If they call it a complete moratorium, then they're obligated to step up with a bond or a fund or some abilities for us to do that, and they don't want to dig in their purse right now. So we're stepping around in circles. And that's out of our control. We have no decision about that at all. But that was my understanding.
Will these lots have priority over another lot in town?
Not necessarily, but we really are out of buildable dirt.
I know that, but there are a few plots in town that could be built on.
Yeah, it would be first come, first served basis on those.
Okay.
Yeah, and Gary kind of has the list, like who's in line to get those EDUs. Gary knows that.
Right.
And people are waiting, and the list is probably actually going to grow.
Okay.
So they're aware of that.
I can sort of, so, you know, this really meadow, this is part of a master plan. And while this master plan is from 2020, it's the one I did back in 2020. Granted, I know things have changed, but you can kind of see 6th Street here, what's kind of envisioned for 6th Street, where it connects to Oakleya. So there's a little jog of 6th Street. And these are future phases yet to come.
All right, and so it looks like that it should line up with 6th Street, existing 6th across Oakleya.
Yeah, it looks like it lines up, and then, you know, perhaps maybe, you know, 50, 100 or so feet later, it kind of jogs up a tad.
That's fine. I was just concerned about ending up like 10th Street, where you actually have the outgoing, incoming lanes opposing each other directly.
Right, or 1st and Maple, where it's really a tragic spot.
Yeah, no, I mean, the way the PUD is envisioned and the lots, you know, have been platted thus far and are being platted now with this phase, you can expect something like this.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sir?
One of the reasons that 10th Street didn't line up like we thought it should is the property north of 10th Street, west of Oakland, is not part of any of that construction. It's still privately held. It's not part of any construction, new construction. You know, they're
right.
Supposed to put in the master plan, it's supposed to be a 7-Eleven or some kind of grocery store, you know, a little mini mart to go in there, but the owner of the property has never come through with that.
They're not interested in selling that piece, last I heard.
You know,
can't force them to.
Just wait until the prices go up. Huh?
I think it's a shame that it ended up that way and it couldn't have been dealt with.
Yeah, so.
But the questions we have about the sewer and stuff like that, don't we have any definitive answers for that? I mean, we don't have Public Works represented here tonight.
Yeah, our director is out. He had surgery.
Could you speak up? I'm sorry.
Director Capping is out because he has knee surgery.
Okay.
So I.
About his partner, down there, Mr. Tracer.
I talked to Gary a couple weeks ago about this, Jack, and we get 8 to 10 connections at a time. The state will approve 8 to 10 at a time on a first come, first served basis. They'll do that because if they deny it, then it's a complete moratorium and they would have to come up with funding.
Yeah, I know, but still there's people that's already got plots approved that are not getting their water.
They will get those and then they'll have to give them 8 or 10 more for the stack. They can't really say no, you can't build, but they can make you trickle in there and suffer because they are the great power and we are not. We're just overpaid. Okay. Any other questions or discussion?
So I guess we need a motion, right?
I would accept a motion.
So I would move that Rolling Meadows Phase 3 final plat, file number SUB 2636. Formally phased out, approved as presented.
You got the number wrong. SUB 2536.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2536. My mistake.
I'll second that. If you're happy with the wording.
Let's see what Henry, you want to chime in on the wording? Do you want them to say it exactly as it's written?
Or do they? Is it? Is that written on the agenda, Don?
Yes. Well, just no.
I mean, I don't have it in front of me, but is there an issue with it? Yeah.
I just messed up.
All right, let me. I will
misread a number.
It should be on the agenda item summary.
Well, it's right on, it's right on the, okay, hold on. Want to do it that way?
Oh, there we go.
Find it.
Yeah, here we go.
It's sub-2536.
Yeah, it's the same thing that was here, the same thing that's here. I would move that we accept Rolling Meadows Phase 3 final plat file number SUB-25-36 as presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye. Thank you, motion carries.
Perfect.
Happy building.
Thank you all.
Lanny, you didn't have to drive up here.
Not this time. I'm sure it's in the future somewhere down the road.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Henry, thanks for getting those maps, I appreciate that. Have a good evening, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, let's back up a little bit. Planning Commission application review and possible recommendations.
So we had two applicants that presented an application to be a part of the planning commission. The first is Julie, I'm gonna totally butcher her last name, Nowacki.
Nowacki?
She applied back in December of '25, but because we haven't had a meeting, I haven't been able to bring it before you guys. And then secondly, Michael Evans, who applied in March of '26, and he is actually here present this evening to, if you would like an introduction. Julie asked me to apologize, she had prior commitments this evening and so could not be here with us.
Okay. How many positions are we currently missing, two?
We have one unexpired vacant position, and then we have two vacant alternate positions.
See.
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
I thought you got renewed.
I did.
Says I.
I did.
Says I.
According to this chart, you're.
Well, they forgot me. If you would like me to go, though.
Well, what I'm saying is, our chart, we're asking for three new things, the chart says that we need four.
That was a mistake.
That's fine, error on my.
I got a personal invitation to come back.
No, you made a promise to somebody that you'd come back.
I did.
If they did something, right?
I did. I couldn't leave it short of the minimum number of people and feel good about the deal, so here I am. So here we are. Mr. Evans, tell us about you.
I'll stand at the podium.
Okay.
For Jack, Jack is all right for him. I'm Michael Evans, I was gonna apply for one of your highly paid positions as the applicant, from what Jack and Jeff was saying.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I grew up here and graduated from high school here, and went into the service and had some fun for a while and thought I'd come back. Came back for a couple years, bought a little farm out on River Road, I was a city councilor and like I was on the planning commission, things like, well, not the planning, the economic development committee back then. And then we tried to retire a little bit, and then the government called me for the Federal Aviation Administration. I'm an aircraft engineer, so went to work for them for a little while. But now I'm gonna try it again. And we bought a little house over there on the reserves in one of the new developments, which is kind of nice, because my wife didn't like any of the houses that were here originally, the older ones, so we're gonna try that.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
I'm a contract engineer for aircraft development and modification company. I'm a FAA certification engineer for them, and I just do contract work now. So they said I could live wherever I want and just travel, and that's good.
Perfect. This isn't as complicated as aircraft engineering.
No, it sounds fun. It sounds like you need some help, so.
Well, we could use some help. Were you applying for a permanent position or an alternate position?
The permanent one, the high-paid one.
Okay, that all pays the same. All right, well, I appreciate that.
Permanent one pays twice a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Any questions or anything?
Questions, gentlemen?
Can we interest you in a future Rolling Meadows plot?
Yeah.
I'm already living over there.
We'll get you some neighbors. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate the fact that you were able to come.
It's only once a month, so I should just be able to show up.
Speak to us, so.
Jeff, there is a, I mean, I'm sure you guys saw, but there's a letter as part of your packet and introduction of Julie.
I need to look at it quickly. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Yes, thank you. Lots changed.
Page 22 of your packet.
That's what happens when I change the order and don't. But people on the screen make me nervous and I want to get them gone as quickly as possible. What does Julie do for a living? Is that on here?
Yeah.
Right there.
She's the director at Local Aid.
Was that you?
She's the director at Local Aid, not me.
Oh, okay.
That's what JCLA is?
Junction City Local Aid, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it looks like we have two good people, and how many spots do we need filled?
One regular and two alternate. Yeah, one regular unexpired term and then two alternate unexpired terms.
Don, do you have any verbiage for us for the appointment?
Well, we just need a recommendation to council.
There is a suggested motion. I believe it should be on the AIS.
And is Julie interested in the vacant position, or would she be interested in...
She did not really specify. That's why I made note of when they submitted their application.
Okay.
She submitted hers in December of 25, and then Michael's was submitted March of 26.
Right. And not much has happened between then and now.
Jack, in answer to your question, the motions are on the AIS, which is on page 10 of your packet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There's one specific for the vacant unexpired term, and then there's one specific to the vacant alternate unexpired.
Well, my feeling is Mr. Evans has expressed interest in the permanent spot, and Julie didn't say which to you. I don't know.
That's what I was thinking as well.
I'm texting her, but when she will get back, I'm not sure.
I'll make a motion.
Yeah, I'd like to have them both.
Yeah, well, let's start with the first motion. It's that I move to recommend to the mayor Michael Evans be appointed to fill a vacant, unexpired Planning Commission term.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye. And then I move to recommend to the mayor that... Julie Nowacki.
Can you pronounce her last name for us?
Nowacki,
like a V. Thank you.
Okay. That Julie Nowacki be appointed to fill the vacant, unexpired alternate Planning Commission term.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carried. This is out of context. You may tell her that this will go to council for recommendation. And we would love to have both of these people, because a lot of times we don't have anyone and we're struggling to get the seats filled. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Chair, can I add something?
Yes.
And just so you're aware, once City Council makes their decision, then you'll receive an email from me letting you know that you're being invited to join the Planning Commission. And then with that will come guidelines, bylaws, all of that. And those are things you'll want to read up on for Julia and Michael.
When do they meet, the City Council?
They're the second Tuesday, I believe, of the month.
Once a month?
They just met yesterday.
Oh, so we got another.
Yeah, so you won't know it by the end of the month.
Okay. future.
And she did say unexpired. I'm sorry.
She applied for the unexpired.
Julie Navagi.
What's the difference?
Well, they're both unexpired. Yeah. One is just a permanent position on the Planning Commission and the other is an alternate. And what that means is the alternate would sit in if one of our commissioners was not here.
Okay. Could they sit in if they were?
I sat in out there.
They just sit here, yeah.
So
they can keep up with them.
Mm-hmm. You would just need to be here in the event that one of our commissioners was absent.
Sure, and we like to keep everybody informed, so if you have to show up.
Yeah, or if you get a bag of hamburger.
In the dark, yeah, things happen, yeah. Okay. Planning Commission Agenda Forecaster.
Okay, so for pending business items, we have the reserve phase 3, file SUB 2522. They will come before you for final plat approval. They're not quite there yet. Henry might have some things to add, I'm not sure.
So like I said, you know, the past, you know, 6 months or so, we've been working with Rolling Meadows and Reserve quite closely, and the Reserve, you know, has fallen behind. They have some work to do, and it's just not ready yet.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As for future business items, we have the replat 175 West 7th Avenue, which was initiated by the PC in April of 22. Henry and I were kind of wondering if you could give us more details about that.
175 West 7th, that's a well down there, isn't it?
Yeah, the description is for a lot reconfiguration.
175 West.
I'm assuming it was brought up because I remember Chloe wanting to add it as a feature.
175 West 7th.
Isn't there a pumping station there?
What's the address, Don?
175 West 7th.
That's owned by the City of Junction City.
Right. Do you know what's on it?
Right. It's right here. This, where the water tower is. Allegedly.
So this is west.
This is in west.
Oh.
I'm showing you on the screen just so you can see it.
Yeah.
This is it right here.
There's a property line ran through the building.
Oh, it does show it right there.
Yeah.
So that was. I didn't realize this was west.
That's why I was like, I thought
west must be west up front.
Okay.
Huh. Lived here 500 years, don't know the difference. Okay, so I'll refresh my own memory. That was a problem across the street. That was multiple lots. And the city just stuck some things on there at different times because that's the way the city did things back then. And they wanted to clean up the lot lines to match the buildings.
Okay.
That was brought to us by Public Works.
Yeah.
There's a whole slew of them that we.
There's several other ones that we got some of them done though. A couple of them were wells and pump stations and different.
A lot, just on the other side of the block.
There were some of them we got completed, and some never came back. I had someone else ask me the other day, whatever happened to our issues with boarding houses. We were supposed to revisit that a couple years ago, and it kind of fell by the wayside.
I know they cleaned the major one up on that deal, the one that where Public Works is here.
Yeah, there's one there, and then there was kind of an impromptu, semi-illegal one over behind the railroad park over there on the corner, across from the old train restaurant there.
I'm not as familiar with that one, but I know the one on Deal. They cleaned it up, painted it. Made it look a lot nicer.
Yeah, so Terry might remember. She remembers everything.
She does. She's amazing.
Yeah, you could ask her if she can guide us in that direction a little bit.
Okay.
That would be helpful.
Why has this been on there for 4 years?
Everything takes 4 years because we're slow.
What happened to UGB after the UGB we went through 25 years ago?
We're due for that again, too. but they don't want to spend money because there's no sewer. They can't make it work. They don't want to bring property in. They can't serve. That's not legal. Alrighty.
So real quickly, the second item is the urban growth boundary expansion.
Oh, there it is.
I know Henry can probably speak to that, as there's been some discussion going with Public Works and so forth.
Yeah, so I brought that project up to you when we last met in December. It's, that project is just right about now kicking off. It's, there's sort of two projects going forward. The first one is myself at LCOG working with DLCD for that UGB expansion to include that parcel that the city purchased years ago for expansion of the wastewater system. So the end goal with that project will be to expand the UGB just to include that portion in the city limits and the UGB. And then the kind of the concurrent project, or maybe discussion and kind of fact-finding mission, is discussing the feasibility of Junction City connecting to MWMC wastewater service to kind of address this issue once and for all. So those are kind of the two projects that are kind of moving forward on the same timeline.
Okay, thank you.
Ask a question, if I may. The properties you just discussed west of the wastewater treatment plant, the old Stewart place.
Uh-huh.
Is any status of that building or that property that the building stands on? Because we're using it for a public works office. You know,
yeah.
It's a multi-million dollar piece of property that Junction City is using for an office.
Yeah, so I was actually at City Hall earlier today with a meeting with Public Works and the state. And yeah, I learned of that house there. I previously didn't know there was a house there, but yes, there's a house there, and apparently it's being used as Public Works office. The long-term plans of that, I'm not aware of, but I'm sure those will come to fruition once this is actually included in the urban growth boundary.
That'd be a source of some money to help pay for the water treatment.
Plant. I suspect, I mean, even some a source of income to offset the cost that it needed, that it took to purchase the property to begin with. But yeah, those discussions are above my level and probably years down the road. The first immediate task is to get that property in the city.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So if I may ask a question. So as a new member, I, for my own edification, the thing that really inhibits, or the primary thing that inhibits either commercial or personal growth in Junction City is the wastewater issue.
The wastewater is the problem currently.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've worked hard the last two or three years and fixed most of the water issues in the wells, and we think they've done a good job. We'll know this summer if we run out of water.
Okay.
And we'll all go to Gary's for dinner and talk to him about it.
Okay, thirdly, there was some discussion about BLI and EOA possibility exploration to discuss possibility of pursuing updated buildable land inventory and economic opportunity analysis was the discussion. I don't know the specifics of it. Maybe this was something you guys had discussed with Chloe.
It is. It's something we're supposed to do every 10 years. And the last one was supposed to have been done in 2008, and it was completed in 2012. So we're
14 years.
We're a few years late. Well, it's supposed to be 10, and we're at 14.
Okay.
And I know that there's not a lot of, we're required to maintain a variety of sizes and zoned properties for a variety of developments for growth, and we don't have any buildable lands inventory really.
Okay.
There's, if a builder comes to town and says, I want to build some homes, what's available? The answer is nothing. There's,
well,
or if a hospital.
We do have some property owned by the school district.
Well, then we need to talk about
that
too.
What they bought it for.
Right.
I mean, that goes back.
That's just more of your tax dollars at work, because that was brought up way back. We specifically asked the school district during this last growth, what you need for the future. We don't need anything. Okay, so that's what we put in the EOA and the UGB and all of it. And that was years and years of incredibly difficult work. So they wanted nothing. Well, a year after that, they changed their mind. So they bought a 40-acre parcel of residential land on 18th. Well, we want to put a school there. And we said, no, you didn't want a school. So they hogged up a bunch of buildable residential land inventory that is unusable for them, and also now off of the taxpayer rolls. So that's sitting there. And that's something that, you know, as a person with multiple properties, you really get taken to the bank. This is not part of the discussion, but, you know, it makes us taxpayers say, wait a minute, you know, we're supposed to try to be the steward of public money, and that's why we're up here working and we get paid so much. That rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, you know, everywhere, including me and others on the, I won't speak for all you guys, but some of the others that were here and some that are here now.
It was an interesting meeting.
It was.
And the chair didn't show up, and I was the vice, so I got to say no to people.
That's the only meeting I've ever missed.
You would have had, well.
I would have had fun.
We shouldn't discuss fun.
You shouldn't.
In a planning commission.
This is all about fun. No, so, you know, that's something we need to look at, is redesignating that parcel and talking to the school and find out what they need. And we all know enrollments are down. So, they could figure out how they can justify that to us, or they can justify to the taxpayers why they have property they don't need. You know, that's not our problem, but we can help it become theirs.
Oh. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, that's where that started. But we don't have, there's really nothing else, buildable lands inventory that I'm aware of. Even the last few years, any lots around town that had a, you know, they've kind of slowly filled in.
Yeah, quite a few of them have been replotted and everything, so that they put several units
sure
on a piece of property, you know, like on just south of First Street there.
Right, off of Prairie.
Yeah.
That, those were some bigger lots, but they're, I don't know that there are any left.
I don't know. I have to talk to the next council. So
just tour the town and look around. Yeah. Okay. So we do have things to do in the future.
Yeah.
If we can get some meetings and make something happen. There has to, for the audience, there has been little or no building activity in Junction City for months and months, so we haven't had a meeting. Yes?
I have a question.
Please stand up and state your name.
Hi, my name is Sierra Orozco. Greetings.
And she needs your address for the record.
My address is 590 Hatton Lane. Do I need to state my apartment?
No.
Okay. So you're discussing residential buildable land, but what about commercial?
So how the economic opportunity analysis works, it's a state-driven requirement, and they go around and they have a buildable lands inventory, and they take an inventory of all the business property and within our urban growth boundary, and every residential property and every industrial property, and they look to see how much of that is used. And if depends on how much, if there's tons of vacant commercial property, it's really hard to bring in more. If there's tons of residential property available, it's really hard to bring in more. But if there's a shortage of any one of those, we just have to define that shortage and explain to them why we need more property and where we would find it adjacent to our current growth boundary. So when that process happens, if there's something you need or something in mind, you can come to these meetings, and there'll be a bunch of them, and there's public meetings. You come in and state what you're interested in doing, what your property requirements are, and identifiable properties that meet the criteria of being contiguous to the urban growth boundary currently. And that all gets taken into consideration. I used to know all of the councilors really well, and some of these guys are a little bit newer. And on the record and off, I'm a pro-build person, and I want, if someone owns that, I do everything I can to help them get where they would like to go within the confines of our code, which is this thick. And it's really hard to understand, but we have Dawn, and you don't, and we have Henry. And they're very helpful. So if you come in during that time we're doing that with proposal and ideas, you will be looked at very carefully and considerate. We don't just throw up red flags and say, well, no, you can't have that there. If you want to put in something really bizarre in a neighborhood that it doesn't really fit, that becomes a problem. So
it's just... Well, that actually leads me to my question, and the main reason why we came was our concern about 99 and Ivy and the buildings, the majority vacant buildings, and if there's any way that we can get a push. Have we followed up with the business owners and what they plan to do with it, if they plan to fix up the exterior, pass on, sell to potential entrepreneurs, and is there a long-term plan?
Well,
for 99 and Ivy?
Not really. We have an Eyes on the Street program, so when people rejuvenate those businesses, they do theoretically make them look nicer. Mm-hmm. But all of those are private properties, and that's economy driven. And when the economy is not very strong, those parcels sit vacant for longer periods of time. There's no real way that we can... Firstly, we're not interested in policing them or fining them or threatening them to make their lives more miserable, because it's a small town and most of us know some of them, or they know someone else. And, we don't come to your house and say, we don't like this, unless someone really, really complains, or unless it's a public safety or health violation. Then there's a process. But as far as forcing people to renew and remodel their downtown buildings, that's hard. That's a hard thing to do.
Well, is there a long-term plan for 99 and Ivy as far as there's a comprehensive plan, right? Like, is there a vision for 99 and Ivy?
Well,
because right now it looks like...
Yes and no, but again, it's economic driven. People will come to the meetings for the economic opportunity thing, and they will have their vision for what they would like to see in Junction City and where it would fit. A lot of those parcels have an issue a lot of people don't realize. They have little or no parking. And if you have a retail type establishment and you need foot traffic, that's a big deal. And we don't live in a big town with buses and trains and 10,000 bike lanes. And we really don't have any room to add those things. Our 99 or Ivy Street is almost building to building. You have sidewalk and sidewalk, and then you have existing buildings. And it's far too expensive for the city to go in and try to condemn and replace private property when the city has a limited budget.
Can the city buy those properties?
If they could afford such a thing, and you could convince the council to do that, but I've seen the budget work, and I don't think it's financially feasible.
Okay. And so our focus would be, and forgive me if I'm...
I'm trying to answer your questions and be helpful, okay, since we're here.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So then our main question, or I guess is concern, is revenue. At Junction City, is we're looking for revenue.
Everything's revenue. The city has had extreme expenses with the water and water treatment the last few years, and now sewer and treatment issues to look at. So it's, we can't speak for the council, and this is all a council decision. But that would be, I don't know that it could happen. You know, I just don't see that they have extra boatloads of money to attack new projects when they're buried under the ones they have. There is a public parks master plan and public spaces master plan, and they're working on those over the years continuously. But that's a slow process too.
I would love to see that if I can, just kind of the long term, even if we don't have the funds at the moment, just what the vision is. Because that was why I had the maybe idea, if it's goes in the trash, it's fine, but of purchasing those properties for the city, because that is revenue that's being missed. And if the city can purchase, then possibly the city can rent it out, and that brings in businesses and...
Yeah, that would be something for the council. That's economic driven, and I don't know that the city wants to be in the landlord business. Because if they own it, it comes off the tax roll, and they need the tax money. So that's an issue. But that's not our issue. Where could she go to see those master plans for the parks and things? Who would have such information?
Let me look into that.
Okay.
So before you leave tonight, if you give me your email, and then I'll look into that and send you what I can find.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
If we can't help you, we'll try to point you in the right direction.
No, I appreciate it. Okay. I appreciate all the answers. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
And then just real quick, lastly, is updating our floodplain code to adopt FEMA's pre-implementation compliance measures. I don't think we're there yet, but...
We had a lot of heartburn over that 10 years ago. They tried to change a lot of rules, so I would like to have a real good look at that before we...
Yeah, it's definitely harder. We have a number of properties that are in the floodplain, and when people come to us proposing things, it's like, ugh. You probably don't want to go down this path because it's going to be very costly.
Yeah, we would really like a good look at that. I think you remember that before.
Those old people remember that.
There was a lot of hate and discontent over some of those measures. So, okay, is that that for that?
Other than that, that is that.
I know you have something. I'm asking the rest of these fine gentlemen, do they have anything first?
I spoke to Don earlier. There's a state program that allows you and I, any person in Junction City that has 2 acres and it's got a building on it, you can put an additional dwelling unit on it, 900 square feet or less. And I just wondered if we in Junction City are in that kind of business. Do we have that? I'm going to get the link for Dawn so that we can maybe bring it forth. You know, we're shortage of homes.
Yeah.
Everything. And if a guy's got a 2 acre lot, he can build at least 2 of those.
Well, we were dwelling units. Told about that before, but I don't remember it being a 2 acre lot minimum, because that wouldn't be very helpful to most of Junction City.
It wouldn't. But like I said, I'll send the link, well, to you and to Dawn.
I am interested in that. People have asked about that a number of times.
And it's a
property.
I
think in other cities they're allowing you to do it on a regular city lot.
If that's a 2 acre?
I'd have to look.
I don't think that's correct.
I thought it was once we hit 10,000 residents, then it changed down in square footage of a lot.
Yeah, it's got different constraints on it, but there was a television program, I don't know, probably on 60 Minutes or something like that, where the guy said, hey, why don't we just put a mother-in-law house in the back,
mm-hmm.
You know, for a better term. And they said, well, gee, that's in the code. Why don't you just build it? And they have modular ones and they have stick built. You know, they just put a crane over the top of your house and set it in your backyard. But it has to have, you know, you gotta have some acreage.
Right.
You can't put it in a 100 by 100 lot. It won't fit. But it's something that we could look at, you know, maybe we could help out with.
Well, yeah, we certainly could.
Then you have the sewer hookup.
Well, you already got the sewer hookup when you got on the main lot.
You're still increasing the load.
You just get a real expensive plumber to come out and re-line your line.
Oh, I'd like to know more about that.
So it sounds like the ADUs, they are permitted. Henry's kind of chiming in here.
ADUs are already permitted in Junction City, so.
Well, they are, great.
Yeah, I thought we had talked about that a while back and I didn't remember a 2-acre minimum.
Yeah, a 2-acre minimum in a city setting is enormous. You would never find that.
Yeah, not in Junction, that the place at the end of Sixth, maybe. I do too.
Maybe rural Lane County, but in a city, 2-acre lots are huge. You're not gonna find those.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be a waste of land to have a 2-acre lot in a city.
Right.
With a house on it.
Okay. Perfect. I don't think so. I live out in the country, but I have 2 acres, so there you go. Okay. Thank you. If you would look up that, and we'll revisit it so it's fresh in our mind quickly. Next meeting, or that would be great.
Next year, next time we meet.
I want to.
And Jack, if you want to send me that link.
I will, as soon as I get home.
Okay.
If I could just keep pushing it your way, I don't have to do it. Any other commissioner comments?
I have one. We dealt with Rolling Meadows Phase 3 today.
Right.
Which makes me think, will there be? And I thought it was alluded to that there will be more phases?
Yes.
If so, how many more phases?
Well, initially they had it broken up into 5, and I think they changed it to 6. We've worked on it so many times for so many years, I can't remember all the details.
Okay.
It's 6 now.
Is it 6 now? Sure. I think you might be right. But that, you know, that's a big project.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really big deal. So, and they have been... every time we give them a big list of things they have to comply with, it takes them a little while, but they do get
those. But they do it, and they've and reading in the packet prior to the meeting, the monies were met.
Right.
The conditions were met, like the paving and the striping by this.
They've always met the conditions of approval, and a couple times they got behind scheduling, and when you're doing those things, it happens. So that's why it gets drug out, but. They have improved a lot down there. So
for the other phases, we'll be kind of going through the same.
It will be the same
type of thing.
Process, just again with different maps.
Okay.
And you'll, by the time you get done, you'll be professional. And you can have this chair. I'll sit on the end.
I was going to say, I'll be wishing for a phase 7, perhaps.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah,
I will tell you the EOA and the land. Available land studies and those things, they are time consumers and they're headache builders.
Well, when I attended my first meeting as a citizen out there, that was back in March or February or so, and
mm-hmm.
we were talking about all this, and of course we haven't had any meetings, and then when I saw the packet, I said, wow, there's that thing that we were talking
Here
about.
Here we go,
before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's usually, when it happens, it's trial by fire.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess if no one has anything else, I would entertain a motion
to adjourn. Make a motion to adjourn today's, what's the
15th?
19th? The 19th meeting of 2026.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Seeing none? Don't forget to vote if you haven't voted already. You have 35 and a half minutes.
That's right.
Did it yesterday.
All right.
Recording stopped.
Thank you.
Yes, bye. Good night.